I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 27 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. And with me is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle_Vasudev, the number one, on Twitter. And Jared Kimber's there as well, who's with us every single time. And you know you can find him at A Jared Kimber literally anywhere. And for those of you who are new to the Crick Picks podcast, just a quick refresher that, briefing, because you're new. Refresher doesn't make sense. That in this podcast, we take any generic cricket topic and we draft our, or category, sorry, not topic, and we draft our top five for that category via a snake style draft competition, which basically means that the order of the picks go 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. The topic for this episode of Crick Picks is celebrations in cricket, which is something that I've actually looked forward to for quite a while. We've had this in the backlog since forever. I think since we started Crick Picks, we've had this in the backlogs. Today is finally the day we get to record it, and I also get first pick. So, super thrilled with that. And you guys might be surprised, but I'm going to go for the David Warner leap and punch, and you know, the thing that he does, the oh, what a player thing that Cricket Australia even has as their little logo. And it is probably the most iconic batter celebration, I think, of all time. And I know that everyone's probably thinking, oh, there were so many bowler celebrations you could have gone with. But I actually just love that Warner celebration. Every time he gets 100, and most of these 100s, by the way, are coming against Pakistan. And every single time he does it, I get a kick out of it. I'm like, yeah, do that again. You know, Babar started doing something similar to it, but just the way Warner pulls it off, you know, the leap, the jump, the way his feet are in the air, and then the way he punches one hand with the helmet and then kind of comes up top with the bat. I think it's something that GIFs should be made out of. Like that's how it should be, a sticker on WhatsApp or something, you know. That's how iconic I think it is.
I think it might be the first celebration that was sponsored.
Really?
So when you Oh What a Feeling Toyota was an ad in Australia where people jumped up in the air because they bought a Toyota. Apparently, they'd never owned a car before or seen other brands. But that was a big thing. And so he started doing the leap, and he almost, like, there are people who believe he did it because of Toyota. I don't think that's the case. I think it was probably the other way around. But I can't think of another sponsorship. I can't think of another celebration in cricket that is sponsored. So, I think it was iconic. It was probably, I think it was always due in the top 5 or 6. I think taking it at number one is interesting. But it's definitely right up at the top of the list. I don't think anyone would argue with you there.
What about you, Estelle?
Yeah, it's an iconic. Yeah, I did as well, because it's an iconic one, right? Like, a lot of, you don't see a lot of players have that one celebration that they go with. So I think in terms of batsmen, he's probably right up there with the consistent celebration for all his stunts. My pick, right? I'm going with another batter. And I really love this moment. I'm going with Miss Bohack's push-ups.
Ah!
Because I loved it. Nice. I thought it was, I mean, Angelo Matthews has done push-ups as well to celebrate 100. But Miss Buzz was just, I think the whole doing it at Lord's and, you know, all the backstory about it, all of that. They did go to number one, didn't they, after that win?
Shortly after that series win.
Yeah.
And it was after such a tough period of time for Pakistan, I believe. So all that narrative, I think, makes it one of my favorite celebrations.
How do you feel about the fact that it's not a regular celebration? It's a one-off.
I have one-offs in my list.
I'm just throwing it out there to see because there is a difference between someone who does a celebration all the time and a one-off celebration.
Yeah, there is a difference, but I think the one-off celebration has a bit of novelty factor to it
as well.
So it does make it special.
Estelle's terrified. She's terrified.
I was thinking about it. Like even the ones that you repeat sometimes, like Hasan Ali's boom, right? You take one wicket and you do it. It's cool. You take like five wickets.
That's fair.
It's not. Yeah.
I get it.
So I like that.
Yeah, there is the bowlers who celebrate the same way every time they get a wicket. When they get like the other team's like 220 in a T20 game and it's the 20th over and they take a wicket and it's like the number six is just hit them for two sixes or whatever. And you're just like, I don't know if this is the time to pull out the celebration. Like, I understand. I do understand all that.
With respect to that moment, it was kind of a culmination of Misbah's entire career, right? Those push-ups. This is what a 43, 44-year-old who at Lord's at this age has hit England at home, Broad and Anderson. You know, he's hit a ton over there. And Pakistan went on to, you know, level that series. Could have won that series. The Edgbaston test was quite close. And I think just the man himself, Misbah, it kind of like when you think of him, you think of the push-ups. It's just your mind automatically goes over there. And, you know, before that, you thought of the lap scoop versus India. So he had
I really like that 100.
Yeah, you had to actually, he had to score that 100 to, you know, kind of replace the lap scoop moment with those push-ups. And plus, the Sky team did a great commentary job on it as well.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, I am going to go with Imran Tahir.
Yeah, he was on my list, but not as high though. Because again, to your point, if you're running to the boundary every single wicket, even for your trashy wickets, I mean, what are you doing, mate?
Well, here's my thing. Imran Tahir is probably going to be more remembered for the celebration than he is for the majority of the rest of his career. So I think from that point of view, he deserves a very high place on this list because most of the players on this list are going to be Warner. It's like an afterthought, right? And Misbah, it's part of his overall story. But again, it's, you know, one thing. It's like Imran Tahir, like, and you don't understand. The first time I saw Imran Tahir bowl, it was 2008. I was covering a county match and there was all this thing about how Hampshire had hidden him and had told everyone he'd flown home, but he hadn't flown home. He was actually waiting to come and play. He then comes and plays. And I think Hampshire had to win this game at Notts to win the championship. And Imran Tahir went straight through their top order. So I've got this mystery bowler who I've been told is really great, but I've never seen him bowl before. I've got a county game that's really important that could decide the championship. And now I've got this old man in front of me who's like doing laps of Nottingham over and over again as he keeps going through people. And I was just like, what is happening here? So, and he did that his entire career. And let's be honest, he wasn't a particularly good runner between the wickets or in the field. The only time he showed any pace at all was after taking a wicket. So I'm willing to have him a little bit higher in my list because I think he's known for that. And I'm going to go with the person who probably changed the game when it came to batting celebrations. It's interesting we've got so many batters so high up this list. Yeah. But I think changed the game forever in terms of batting celebrations is Michael Slater, who would run, who would jump, and started the kissing the helmet trend, right? Which is probably one of the most famous things that people do now, right? Like you even see people do it for franchise competitions sometimes. And some people kiss their badge on their shirt when they're bowlers. That didn't exist before Michael Slater. And it was mocked so much when he did it. And now it's just a part of cricket. So, you know, and obviously Michael Slater not going through the best time of his life personally. And, you know, thoughts to everyone involved in that, certainly the victims and alleged victims and everything involved with that. But when it comes to actually celebrating, Michael Slater, you know, up until that point, celebrating 100 was usually pretty dull, right? It was a bit of a bat raise and a grin around. And he turned it into a celebration, and it's now a celebration, right? In a way that it wasn't before. And I think that Slater was certainly the catalyst for that.
Yeah, I think the kissing the helmet bit is definitely synonymous with Michael Slater. But just on Imran Tahir, there are memes, Jared, in which he starts running and he never stops. Now he's running in space, he's running in the ocean. Like, yep. I don't know if you guys have caught these memes, but it's brilliant stuff. There should be like a Discord channel just for this kind of stuff, I think.
I think it's called Reddit.
No, I think it's funny because, like Jared mentioned, he wasn't like a particularly athletic guy, right? Mm. But he did pick that celebration to use all the time.
He must have been exhausted if on days he took lots of wickets. Mm.
Maybe that's why he wasn't quick running between the wickets or field.
Perhaps all the energy went over there. Anyways, Stel, you're up next.
Did Jared pick two? Yeah. Okay, so I've got a few. Okay, this one, I don't know if a lot of people remember, but Dave Langford Smith.
I do.
Irish cricketer.
I have the trauma. Of course I remember the celebration.
was it the 2007 World Cup?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's called the ferret dance or something. I don't know.
It's weird.
What you can... Yeah, you guys would have to... People who are listening or watching would have to probably Google it. But it's out there on YouTube. It's just a jig. And I thought it was just a bit of fun that Irish team brought to the tournament, right? They seem to be playing with so much joy. I think Trent Johnston had a different kind of celebration. But this one really stuck in my mind. And kind of, if you think of the lesser known players and lesser known celebrations, I would think that that's one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe you remember that because I obviously do. He was celebrating against Pakistan when they knocked Pakistan out. But when you saw it, you were like, it's unlike any celebration you've ever seen. And I still have not till date seen any dancey, like it was a dance routine. It wasn't a celebration. It was a proper dance routine, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's one of the weirdest, and it's like, it's not a good dance routine. It's not.
like I'm not having, but it's fun, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not having a go at him. But what I mean is, it's not like, so do you guys know about the Peter Saylor one?
Nah.
No.
So Peter Saylor did a penguin movement at the Lords when he took a wicket in that famous game when they beat England. But like you could tell that Peter Saylor had thought about it and he got ready and whereas you watch Dave Langford Smith and it looks like a dad at a wedding who's dancing seven drinks in and doesn't quite know the moves to what he's doing.
Yes.
Right? He suddenly is like, oh, that's right. I told someone I was going to dance. But he'd forgotten what the dance move was because that can't have been a real dance move.
Oh, it was theater. And yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it. Definitely a drunken dude who doesn't know what he's doing. But I mean, I am like really surprised it's gone. Not just this high up the list, but someone's picked it at all. Because I remembered it and I was about to put it down as well. And I was like, no one's going to remember this. And clearly all of us do. So that's interesting. All right, two in a row for me. I'm going to go for an iconic bowler celebration first, Brett Lee's chainsaw. I used to do it.
I cannot believe that Estelle didn't pick this yet.
Yeah. I can't either.
Second or third time that Brett Lee's going as a pick on Crick Picks, and I think first time that he hasn't been picked by Estelle, right? but I mean, I, as a young bowler in my street with the tape ball, would get a wicket and do the chainsaw, right? Like, that's just how much fun you'd have doing it. I remember Dale Steyn asked for permission, was it, Jared? From Brett Lee?
I think so. I mean, he certainly started doing it. I assume he asked for permission. I think there's a story where he talks to Brett Lee about it.
But yeah, I mean, it was unlike anything else that we'd seen up until that point. And it's just fun. Like, it goes with that whole fast bowler adrenaline. And you want to be punching the ground, right? Like, that's basically what it is. It's not an actual chainsaw. But I mean, I would still, if I would get a wicket, which would never happen now because I'm very unfit. But if it would happen, I would go for that celebration. If I had to do any one celebration. Number three is Afridi Starman. Iconic. He'd do it with the bat. He'd do it with the ball. He'd just always do it.
Even his brand, like his charity Hope Not Out, has Afridi's Starman as the logo. And it's not coming. Like, I'm wearing the shirt also. Weird how so many 2009 World Cup things have happened just when I decided to wear the shirt on Quick Fix. But yeah, I mean, it was just very minimalistic. Like, Shaheen does the whole kiss thing and kind of replicates Afridi in a way, but it's not the same thing. Shahid Afridi, when he got a wicket, it was chest out, stomach in, hands up top. It was very specific. And I remember as a young teenager, when he would get someone out and do the Starman celebration, my brother and I would be doing it as well at home. So it just had that sort of impact.
I had it on my list as well. I think it's one of the most famous in cricket. I think that's fair. Cricket 8 brings you this show. They are analysing every part of our game. Head over for their watch-alongs, podcasts and articles on what is really happening on the field and why it matters. Cricket8.com is your place for cricket intelligence.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
All right, Estelle's next.
Okay, then. Back to me. Since we didn't say iconic or anything, I'm feeling like I should go for another left field pick. But I know this one will not get picked by anyone. So I'll leave that for later. I'm going for Srisant's helicopter, whatever that was, against Andre Nil. And this is the only one I think that we'll probably pick that's not a milestone or a wicket. It was just because he hit a 6.
Yeah, true.
And I think the funniest thing about it was even the bowler and the fielders were amused at what he was doing, because nobody could believe that he'd hit him for a 6, first of all. And that, I don't know what you call that, right? Because he didn't wave the bat around his head. It was almost on the side.
It was, yeah. I don't know. I think it's called a helicopter though, wasn't it? If I remember, from what I remember. But it was just, the whole thing was absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, even the viewers and spectators were left like, what is happening here? Like, is this a test match? Is this village cricket? What's going on? All right, then.
So
Estelle has actually gone for the moments. I see a trend over here. She's taking these one-off moments, which is interesting. I like that approach as well.
Yeah. No. I mean, the Srisant one is massively famous. So I think that's very fair. So I've got 2 picks now, don't I, again?
Yes.
I am going to go Dave Muhammad and the shoe phone, which obviously Tabrez Shamsi has made more famous. But Tabrez Shamsi is kind of famous anyway, whereas Dave Muhammad was not famous. And him doing it, and if you mention Dave Muhammad to someone, that's the only fact they're going to remember of his career, right, is the Dave Muhammad shoe phone. So I certainly think that he needs to be up there. And then I am going to go Ravi Jadeja's sword thing. I know it's controversial in some parts, but it's certainly a very memorable celebration. And also, sometimes he does it in a way that it's like, oh, I have to do it again. like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you compare that to Slater and Warne or the Dale Steyn, Brett Lee type people, it's like, they're really into theirs. It's just like, I suppose I'm going to have to do this again because I've now made a commitment. So, yeah, so I'm going to go Dave Muhammad, shoe phone, and Ravi Jadeja, sword. What's it called? It's got a proper name, doesn't it? But I've forgotten it.
Does it? I always call it the Jadeja sword.
Yeah,
that's what I call it.
I'm sure it's got a regional name, but I'll go with those two.
Yeah, it was high up on my list, the Jadeja celebration. Yeah. Dave Mohammed, though, I had completely blocked that guy out of memory. So thank you for reminding me of Dave Mohammed.
Everyone had forgotten Dave Mohammed. So
yeah,
I think that's...
it's because Shamsi is the one you see doing it, right? Because I didn't know that it was brought by somebody else. I thought it was Shamsi's celebration.
So Dave Mohammed, there's an interview on Cricket Info. I'm just trying to find. Oh, here it is. Nagraj did it with him, where he says in the interview, "I'm the best entertainer in the world." And now, the fact that no one remembers Dave Mohammed anymore is very, very sad. But there was, so Nagaraj, here it is. I just found it here. It says, "Why did you take off the shoes? When a guy is not reading spin, he's got to stay in his crease. Why are you coming down the wicket? Otherwise, I'm going to take off my shoe and make a phone call. Somebody call you down the wicket?" It's like, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's complete nonsense. I absolutely love it. At least the chainsaw and the run and the and the, you know, the leap and the kiss in the helmet, they all make sense. Dave Mohammed's like, he's got like backstories.
He's wilding.
So beautiful.
Dave Mohammed is wilding. But like, he is one of those cricketers that you could like forget entirely, and then as soon as you say his name, all you can see is his face in front of your eyes, right? Like, he has a very memorable face, Dave Mohammed.
A very memorable face, a very memorable shoe.
Yes, a very memorable backstory now as well.
Okay, so my fourth pick, I'm going with, so since I picked three moments, I'll go with one that's been done repetitively by this bowler, Sheldon Cottrell's salute.
Yeah.
I think he's one of those players who, if you say his name, most people are going to remember the celebration more than how he bowled, right? And I think it's I like that it is connected to something in his life and there's a reason behind what he's doing, right?
You mean more than taking off your shoe?
Yeah. Because that the shoe celebration, even while like researching for this, I kept thinking, why is he taking his shoe off and taking a call? Like, what is it about? But now, obviously, we have our answer. I don't know why Shamsi was doing it, but Dave Mohammed, obviously.
Whereas Sheldon Cottrell, you're like, this is a man who properly was in the armed services and obviously has then come across and has decided to keep that part of his life going. You know, not all of us love army and militaristic symbols, but it's a part of his life and we can understand why he does that. I think that's fair. But he is the person I think of who takes the wickets in the 50th or 20th over when West Indies are already getting punched in the face and he still celebrates and you're just like, mate, you just got to put it away. You just got to put it away for a moment.
I mean, it's absolutely spot on when you say that people probably remember him from his celebration. People will forget what sort of bowler he is, where he bowls, is he left or right or what is he? But they'll remember the celebration. And I remember like other players also, like who are his teammates, will sometimes do it with him, you know, when they'll take a wicket, they'll kind of do that. So yeah, it's definitely iconic in that sense. All right, I have got like so many of these still down, man, and I've got my last two picks now, so it's going to be really tough for me. I'm going to go with my favorite ones. And there is one Sri Lankan who will miss out, unfortunately, who I really wanted to make it, right? And Estelle probably knows who I'm talking about. But he does miss out because I can't not have, is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it Shoaib Akhtar? It is that iconic in Pakistani circles. Again, whenever people would be playing street cricket, the airplane or bird comes out, right? Shaheen recently, you know, with Shoaib Akhtar in the stands, did it for him when he took a wicket, kind of playing homage to Shoaib. And he made that plane bird celebration very, very, viral. Everyone was kind of doing it. And even though he was not the person who came up with it, it's a very generic sort of celebration, but he made it mainstream. And I think that's why it deserves a place on the list. Over here, I was trying to be objective. Now I'm being completely subjective. This is just one of my favorite celebrations that I'm going to go for next. When Haris Rauf starts punching the air, it's raw emotion. He just doesn't care at all. He's just having a good time. And in an age where celebrations are a thing, everyone does a specific thing. And, you know, it's, you know, Hasan Ali's doing his generator boom sort of thing. And I don't know, Pathi Rana is doing the Undertaker thing. You've got all of these gimmicks. But with Haris Rauf, it's what you feel as a fast bowler, right? You've got a wicket. I want to go crazy. I want to punch the air. It's not a it's not a celebration, but it is because he does it every time. And I just love that. I love raw aggression or emotion coming out in that form. And yeah, like anyone who's played cricket will feel that exact sentiment that you see with Haris Rauf.
Yeah, I like the Shoaib Akhtar one. I think it was kind of something that he made his own, right? And
yeah,
the fear factor around his bowling and all of that, I think it worked well.
I mean, it's one of those ones that was a worldwide thing, a bit like the Slater kind of thing, where after he did it, kind of bowlers everywhere started doing it. And you're right, he didn't invent it in the way that Slater probably did with the kissing the helmet. But it was his, and it's very well known. Harris Ralph is very much a Bayram fifth pick in a Crick Pickcroft.
Yeah. Because it's not a celebration. It's just raw emotion. So, yeah.
But, I mean, that
I find it refreshing. Yeah. I do find it refreshing because sometimes it feels like it's celebration overkill, you know? Does it not feel that way to you?
Too much celebration. That's the problem with life.
Man, I really wish we had a sixth pick.
I think that's kind of backwards. One of my biggest gripes with Sri Lankan batters is that they don't celebrate. Like, they don't do anything. Like, Sangakkara would hit a double 100 and just raise his bat, right? I think the only time he celebrated was at Lord's. And who was the Sri Lankan you were thinking of?
Pathirana.
Of
course.
I think it's Ronaldo and not Undertaker. I'm not sure about I think
it's this.
Yeah, but isn't that what Ronaldo was doing?
No. That's an Undertaker thing. It's a WWE thing.
Okay. I've seen Ronaldo do it as well anyway. I wasn't going to pick him. No. Okay, my last pick.
I actually wish we had segmented this into batter and bowler celebrations because there's so many over here that I wanted to name, right?
Like, we could also redo all this again with permanent celebrations compared to one-off celebrations. We could have like 9 different versions of this.
Yes, we really could. Anyway.
Okay, so my last one. There are a few in my list. I don't know which one to pick. I'm going to pick with one I am 99% sure neither one of you remember, and another one that people will have to Google. So during this whole, you guys remember the Nagin Derby where it started, right? The snake stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So during that period, there's a bowler called Amila Oponzu who is a left-arm spinner and is now in the US, right? So during this time, every wicket, you know, people were doing the snake dance or whatever. He actually came up with a really unique, I thought it was unique. He started doing a snake charmer motion, like he would make his fingers into a flute and do the snake charmer, which I thought was really interesting because it's kind of a clever response. Instead of mocking them, mocking the Bangladeshis or mocking the batter, he came up with a kind of a retaliation that was kind of cool. So I will go with that for my fifth pick. You guys don't remember it. You have to Google it. I don't know if you can even find a picture of it.
I do remember it.
Yeah, I think I remember it as well because I think I commentated some of his games when he played against England. I can't remember when that was. Was that 2018, 2019 when I was over? So I've got a feeling I commentated on his games, and because of that, we were mentioning it. You know, or one of the commentators had gone on about it. I remember at a certain point, but yeah, it's a very, very niche one. I like it. I mean, it's not a ferret dance, but it's a snake charm.
I like the fact that the Nagin Derby has somehow made its way into this podcast. Right? Yeah. Although there was, there were 2 Sri Lankan celebrations in my list that Estelle didn't go for. But once we're done with yours, Jared, we'll go over all the ones that we missed out on because there's so many.
Yeah, when Estelle finds her camera again.
Yes.
She has charmed her camera off. There's a few I have that I haven't used yet and that I do want to go about. I'm just waiting for Estelle to actually get her camera.
Yeah. She's got it.
I'll go again. There's a few that I have that I haven't used yet that I think are really, really big ones that I'd love to talk about. But I'm going to go with the one that I really like rather than maybe some of the others that would go higher with other fans. And I'm going to go with Dinesh Ramdan, Viv Talknar, when he takes the piece of paper out. And because for many different reasons, I still use that as a meme. I still sometimes send my friends that as a meme. And I remember years later, making one for Dan Bredig when someone he'd written an article saying this guy's struggling and he made runs and just sending him on Twitter with, Bredig Talknar. I was at that game when it happened, and like the chaos of like, wait, what's he doing? What's happening? How is this? What? How long did he have it in his pocket? And I remember, oh my God, what's the, oh God, I've forgotten the guy's name, but the guy who is Philip Spooner, the medium guy, him having to answer all of our questions about this stupid piece of paper, right? Like it was so funny. And I felt so bad for him because we were all like, no, because we're going to need to, when did he decide to do it? And did he fold it? Did he do it himself? And blah, 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 and all this sort of stuff. Why did he write it like that? Like, and all that. And it was just like, it was so bizarre. So I'll always remember it. Also, like, imagine Dinesh Ramdan having a go at Viv Richards. It's such a ridiculous person to take aim at. Of like, I'm going to go after one of the greatest players of all time because I finally made some runs.
Yeah, I had it on my list. And I don't use it as a meme, but you often like end up saying those words. Yeah, Tokna XYZ, right?
It's in the lexicon, right? Like and people from our generation will use it for years and have to explain it to kids. Because it's not even that famous a thing. It's such a random statement. But in I would use that phrase once a month, right? Mm. And it's just a normal thing. Like I'm gonna have to explain it to my kids one day because they don't know why I say it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've used it as a tweet several times. You know, just randomly like that, and it is an iconic moment in the sport just because of the gulf in cricketing ability between Dinesh Ramdan and Viv Richards. But also, like, I remember opening Crick Info the day it happened, and that's all you could read. Like, Jared was there, and I get it because that was the headline. It was Ramdan with the piece of paper, and
I think it was funny because like you could barely see what was written as well, right?
Oh, it took us forever at the ground to work it out. And Sky tried to get it, but because he didn't use like he used a thick pen, but it wasn't like a thick enough pen, was it?
Mm.
So yeah. So it's just like, and then he misspelled yeah for no reason.
Yes. Yeah.
Like just
he did
the
do
whole
that.
Thing was just so perfect.
And Doc Na had NAH, right?
Yeah.
That's how it was written. Doc Na.
Absolutely great. Also, like, I'm just having a look. There's a Reddit post about it. And on the Reddit post, everyone, and I just did it now when I was writing it down for our thing. I wrote it in with a comma. There's no comma, right? But we know that it's supposed to be, yeah, Viv, talk now. Like, we add the comma in because we get it, even if it wasn't that. There's something kind of great about we're filling in the blanks of this stupid celebration.
Yeah. And I mean, whoever witnessed that moment will never forget it. And other people will never get it unless they've actually seen what happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is brought to you by Cricket 8. Cricket intelligence for you every day.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
We might, so what's this one called? This one's called Best Celebrations of Cricket. We might need to do Most Iconic another day, which that one will probably also be on. Because we've got a mixture here of different kinds of things, which I think is quite interesting. Let me go through some of the other ones that I don't think that on my list anyway.
Mm.
I was always a big fan of Stuart McGill looking really angry when he took a wicket. Like he was disgusted that he hadn't got one earlier, which is stupid. What about Pakistani batters kissing the ground? That became quite a big thing. I think that's a really, really important one. There's of course, a couple of winning game celebrations, which I think are interesting as well. So you've got Sourav Ganguly and Freddie Flintoff and Shane Warne, you know, balcony, a lot of balcony stuff at Lords. When Freddie Flintoff won the 2009 Ashes and he put his arms out in that sort of Jesus pose, that's the cover of one of my books, so I have to put that on. I don't know if you guys remember the Nasser Hussain pointing at his jersey one.
I love that one.
which is awesome. This is one, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think this is a celebration. Stuart Broad, hands on face at Trent Bridge when he took all those wickets.
That's a celebration, 100%.
And then I'm going to talk about one that isn't very widely known, but I almost put it on my list, but it would be even too hipster for me. Shane Harwood, the Australian fast bowler, got fined for a celebration where he took a wicket and then he got out a pretend machine gun and shot the slips and they all fell down. So it was like a football celebration. Clearly it had been rehearsed, like they were waiting for this to happen. And like it was a Sheffield Shield game. I can't remember if it was a final, but I remember it was such a big deal. Like newspapers were talking about it and everyone was like, how dare he do this? But it was honestly hilarious because it was something you never saw in cricket beforehand. So I always remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dhoni had a gun celebration as well, right?
Yeah.
During one of the I think Tilan Samarveera on his comeback after the shooting in Pakistan, he did a gun celebration as well.
Asif Ali
no one fell down.
Yeah.
I mean, not with the support of anyone else.
I remember Asif Ali also had that, kind of used to shoot with the handle of his bat kind of thing whenever he'd hit a six, I suppose, because he didn't score a lot of 50s. I had a lot on my list as well. Of course, Ganguly made mine. And the whole, you know, Freddie Flintoff thing. I had Usman Khawaja's bat throw. Usman, the one of the Ashes.
You said the bat throw or the bat drop?
I had Root's bat drop.
Yeah.
I had Grant Elliott's bat drop from the PSL. Mm-hmm. I thought that was more iconic than Root's because Root apologized for his bat drop, I remember.
What?
Elliott kind of like put it in front like a mic and then dropped it, you know? Whereas Root did it differently. So I actually liked Elliott's more. Usman Khawaja's LeBron celebration as well, which was quite iconic. Again, he does these one-offs, right? Khawaja's really good with that. And the bat throw also, I remember, caused a lot of controversy during the Ashes. Whereas Cummins was like, I did it in the first game, right? Edgbaston, when he won then that test match, Cummins also threw his bat, which also was a really fun celebration if you think about it, because it was pure elation. Like, the emotion was really coming out. Hassan Ali's generator was in there, but very low, as was Keswick Williams, whatever the hell it was that he did.
I wondered about Keswick Williams only because... So Keswick Williams, the idea was that he was adding another name to his list, right? That was his idea. But I thought the funny thing with Keswick Williams was the two times when players threw it back at him. So one was a CPL game, and I can't remember who it was, but they smashed him everywhere. And then Virat did it, didn't he, as well? When Virat added... So in some ways, Keswick Williams... inspired good celebrations, but didn't particularly have one himself. The other one I thought we forgot, I've just realized now, and it was on my list, but I must have missed it when I was reading through, is Chris Gayle putting the helmet on the bat.
The bat.
And holding that up. Because that always reminded me of the Predator, when the Predator takes the skulls of its victims. I don't know, there was just something that always reminded me. I don't know if that's where he got it from, but anything that is inspired by the Predator, I'm a big fan of. So that's another one. Can I tell you about one that is incredibly mocked within Australian and English cricket, which was Usman Asfal. Do you guys remember him at all?
Usman Afzal.
Yeah. Do you remember him?
I do.
Yeah. So he played a couple of games for England in what, the 90s, I want to say? Does that sound right?
I want to say early 2000s. Yeah.
And he makes a 50 in a test match and he celebrates it like he's just broken the world record. the Australian players on the field were like, who is this guy? Like, he's made a 50. That celebration stuck with him for ages, where people would be like, clearly he didn't deserve to be there if you're celebrating a 50 the way that you have. So that was one that probably doesn't make this list, but was certainly something that I remembered. I was going to say fondly, but fondly is not the right way.
What about Yuzi Chahal's? I mean, he did a pose on the ground, right?
Yeah.
With his hand on his head, which is quite cool. I had Jorut's bed drop, but I also had Chabari Atapattu's had a couple of angry celebrations. There's one where she throws the bat, and one which we were commentating on, actually. I think there were questions about her fitness, and she lifted her t-shirt and pointed at her stomach.
I like that.
So that was a classic one. Also, the somersault by... Yeah, go ahead, Behram.
Who was the somersault? I remember
No.
I can't remember who
the somersault
that.
By?
Kevin
Hodge?
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Sinclair. Right.
Yeah. I had him. I had Kevin Sinclair on my list as well, but I must have accidentally deleted it before because he was on there as well with Dave Muhammad. There was a couple of good celebrators in those days.
I mean, Naseem Shah throwing his gloves when he beat Afghanistan after those sixes, that was quite iconic. I love the Pathirana celebration as well. The Undertaker or whatever Estelle thought it was, Ronaldo. that's not what Ronaldo did. He did the whole flippy thing.
He
did it once. Maybe he did it once. Yeah, for sure. Wanindu Hasaranga, nobody? No one, no takers?
No. Oh, the fingers. That's horrible. What's he doing there?
I don't know. It kind of goes with his personality. That pretty much is it. I also
nothing
from
Mitchell Johnson in that one Ashes where he would stare everyone down. I think there was one where he's running past. I don't know if you can call it a celebration though. He's running past Anderson and he just stares him down.
There's a good one from an Australian bowler and I can't remember who it was, but there's a shrug which is probably taken from the Michael Jordan shrug, as if to say, why are you even out here going up against me? So there's a few of those that I could think of, but I couldn't think of anyone specifically who made that a thing.
Actually, now that you said the shrug, I remember Dale Steyn, I think it was the IPL where he'd been getting a particular batter out all the time and he did a giggle, like he covered his mouth and did a giggle when he got him out. So
Steyn did that after he got Hafiz for like the 20th time.
Oh, maybe it was Hafiz, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, I remember Steyn doing that. But out of all of those giggles, Stuart Broad's giggle is the best one, right?
I just want to go back to that. I think it was also great in the old days when bowlers didn't celebrate. Like there's something kind of professional about, no, it's my job to take wickets and I've taken a wicket and I'm going to go back and you have a look. But that one player, I mentioned Stuart McGill being angry, but I forgot Angus Fraser. So Angus Fraser would take a wicket and he always looked too exhausted to enjoy it. So even he would do high tens with the team, but it was like, oh, I can't believe I have to do this. Like he just looked permanently exhausted every time he took a wicket, which I absolutely loved.
All right then. So I think we all mentioned the ones that we couldn't add to our list. And of course, we've probably forgotten a few. So anyone who's watching this, let us know in the comments section below which celebrations we've missed out on. Jared, you want to quickly run us through the lists?
Yeah, Estelle went Misbah Ul Haq's push-ups, Dave Langford Smith's ferret dance, Srisant's helicopter dance, Sheldon Cottrell's salute, and Emil Aponzo's snake charm. Bayram went David Warner leap, Brett Lee chainsaw, Shahid Afridi starman, Shoaib Akhtar flying, and Harris Raaf air punching. And I went Imran Tahir run, Michael Slater kissing the helmet, Dave Muhammad shoe phone, Ravi Jadeja's sword, and Dinesh Random's yeah, Viv, talk now.
You've got a good list. Not going to lie, I like your list.
I thought your list was pretty good until you got to Harris Raaf, where you just...
I always have to do that, right?
But in fact, both of you had really good lists, and then you were just like, I'm just going to do a local player that no one's going to remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm not even sure Bayram's is actually a celebration. It's just joy.
It's not. Yeah, it is literal joy. But anyway, that's for our viewers and listeners to decide who wins this one. So do let us know who you think has the best assortment of celebrations over here. And as always, if you like this episode and enjoyed it, do give us a like on YouTube and subscribe to both this YouTube channel and Jared's other channel on YouTube. And you can go to goodareas.co, bookmark that webpage. That is your one-stop shop for all of our written content, videos and podcasts. Everything that we do over here as part of our team, it's all up on goodareas.co. So yeah, that'll be it for this episode and we'll catch you next week for another episode of Crick Fix. Till then, that is all. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes.
We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bairam Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recording. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minbo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minbo.pro now.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.